The inaugural meeting of the new Wallace-Woodworth Municipal Council was held in chambers on November 8. Reeve Kinnart and Councillors MacDonald, Caldwell, Lachapelle and Humphreys attended in person and Councillor Stambouski attended via Zoom. As the meeting opened, Reeve Kinnart greeted the new council and assigned them some homework. He asked them to make three lists to be presented at the next committee meeting. Councillors are to make a list of the things that they are proud that we accomplished in the last 4 years, a list of some ideas that you would like to see accomplished in the next 4 years, and in a constructive, positive way, some things that we didn't accomplish that you would like to keep pursuing. He said that, like a good teacher, he is giving them lots of time to complete the assignment but will not be accepting excuses, like the dog ate it. As there was no candidate for the councillor position in Ward 2, council passed a resolution to call for expressions of interest for this position. Candidates will be evaluated, and council will appoint a representative for the ward. Councillor Caldwell was affirmed by vote as Deputy Reeve. Reeve Kinnart noted that he is running for the position of Vice President for the Association of Manitoba Municipalities, AMM, and if he is elected, there could be a higher commitment level needed from our deputy this term. Councillor MacDonald was authorized for alternate signing authority. Reeve Kinnart led council through the committee appointments for the new term. Some of these appointments will be finalized once a new councillor is appointed for Ward 2. Business items. Dealing with business from the Transportation Department, council approved three applications to have approaches constructed, at the applicant's expense, and two requests for medically exempt lane plowing. Council approved the purchase of two cell phone boosters for municipal graders to improve the safety and efficiency of operations. They also approved the purchase of 12 grader tires and a new culvert for Road 168. Council reviewed the GIS technician report for information, and Reeve Kinnart noted they had been busy with extra work in the transportation department, with the transportation supervisor no longer being here. Sal Mitchell added that the GIS crew had been helping out to inventory those culvert replacements, get some of these things looked after, and definitely be more prepared. Council discussed beaver trapping and the progress at several problem locations. Kenton now has a snow removal policy that will conform to the Wallace-Woodworth policy manual. Development Officer Corey Nixon attended to bring information on a proposed subdivision of a property in the RM southwest of Verdun. Nixon confirmed there is existing drainage through the area that would need to be considered. He advised that council should enter into an agreement with them, applicants, requiring them to secure legal access, whether that means building that portion of road at their expense or securing a permanent easement through Crown Lands. He also advised that a variation would be required to increase the allowed size of the subdivision from 10 acres to 40 acres. Council approved the application with these conditions. Council approved the request from the Greenwood Cemetery Board to transfer $32,000 from the Perpetual Care Fund into two GIC investments. Elkhorn Memorial Park Revitalization Project will see the old play structure removed, and the fundraising effort will be designated a community event. A council representative will be designated to ride on the float in the Verdun Santa Parade. Reeve Kinnart is attending the grand opening ceremony for the new LPN program in Verdun. Council meetings and council chambers will be open to the public beginning with the next meeting the week of November 22. Council meetings will no longer be recorded and shared via YouTube.